Wendy has been looking forward to this year's Ash Wednesday, hoping to finally get a perfect cross on her forehead. In the past, she hasn't been so lucky. One year, she got only a blob of ash. Another year, it was barely visible. "This is going to be the year that I get a perfect cross," she said. And so she did. After Mass, she keeps checking her rearview mirror to admire her forehead. She even considers sleeping on a recliner and skipping showers just to keep that ash for a full week. Larry, meanwhile, dragged himself out of bed for the early Mass with his wife. Being retired, Larry's post-Mass ritual involves a nap. It is only when he wakes up that he realizes his crisp white pillowcase is now a gray canvas of ash. Then there's Gavin. Gavin attended the Ash Wednesday Mass with his schoolmates. After school, he is greeted by his golden retriever, who licks him all over his face, including all the ashes on his forehead. Gavin spends the rest of his day wondering if his dog is going to leave the house to join the Order of Benedictines. And we can't forget Beth. Beth is a lovely lady who finds joy in cooking for others, but she is easily slighted. Unfortunately, today she goes home grumpy and silent. Why? Because Deacon Kai accidentally gave her an X instead of a cross. So in retaliation, Beth decides that the deacon has lost his spicy food privileges for the rest of Lent. Then we have Cora. As a recent convert, Cora is captivated by the church's use of tangible and visible things that symbolize deeper spiritual truths. During Mass, she learns that the blessed ashes represent her mortality and remind her that she is a sinner. Instead of becoming gloomy or sad, she is energized and motivated when she hears the words, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly." Looking around, she is encouraged to be part of the mystical body of Christ, realizing that holiness is not a competition. As she hears, "Behold, now is the day of salvation," she gazes at the crucifix and feels a connection to Jesus Christ, the source of her salvation. Realizing that Jesus was willing to endure that pain and suffering because he loved her, Cora is moved to contrition. She drives home carrying the promise that her Father sees what is hidden. Nourished by the Word and the Eucharist, Cora is excited to share her faith. She makes a Lenten promise to grow in prayer, knowing that it doesn't require perfection. Since she has been trying to grow in her spiritual life, she decides that for Lent, she will begin to pray the rosary every day on her way to work instead of listening to music. So as we begin these 40 days of Lent, let us all strive to have the heart of Cora. For behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.